This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, where are Americans moving? Five top inbound and outbound states. But before we get started, I just want to say, hey, Happy New Year. And are you guys as excited about the new year as I am? I am so stoked. I just know that this is going to be a great year. All the stats and everything that I'm reading about the growth of real estate opportunities out there. I mean, the market is strong. There's a strong demand for rentals. The economy is strong. I mean, so many good things going. So, boy, I hope if you haven't taken that first step that you look at it as the thing you're going to do in 2018. Now, it's really great, too, and I've also been talking with a lot of you. Some of you I've met with, some I communicate through email or by phone. I'm really encouraged for those of you out there that are moving ahead, that are sending out LOIs, that are buying properties and really making it happen. You know, I just want to let you guys know, too, that, you know, we're here as a resource for you. I mean, there's just so much content in our website at olddogsreinetwork.com that I hope you're taking advantage of it. First off, every episode of our podcast is available through that website. So you can go there, and not only is the audio there, but all the notes from each interview, each episode. So I hope that you're taking advantage of that. We also have, you know, special things too, like we have the 3-minute rental property analyzer. We have, which is free, the top 20 REI books or real estate investing books. There are tons of articles that come out every single week. Every Wednesday, we have new articles that come out. So there's just a ton of free resources there that you can access anytime. Yeah, there's a lot of you listening that are under 50, and you know we're going to let you guys have a pass so you guys can still listen, okay? But you might want to let a couple of old dogs that you know about this show. In other words, maybe your parents or your grandparents, maybe they're already in retirement or approaching retirement. Yeah, they may find value in this show as well. So we hope you'll spread the word, get the word out there. And for those of you that really enjoy the show, we would love if you would go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. You'll get the episodes second that they come out of the podcast. So it's a great way to get a steady feed of podcasts and not miss any episodes. In addition to, since you're there, we'd love if you would rate and review our podcast as well. It really does help us. It helps us to be available to more folks. iTunes, that's the way they give you exposure. And if you have a good number of ratings and reviews, so that'd be fantastic if you wanted to do that. Well, today's episode is one of the things I really talk a lot about here is trying to identify those markets to invest in. Now, some of you are going to invest in your own community and in your own city or state. And, I think that's preferable to going out of state. But if you don't have the opportunity to really get those great returns in your own state, in your own area, then I would encourage you to look out of state. All of the investing I'm doing right now is out of state. So what I would recommend is trying to identify those markets that are called emerging markets, markets that are on their way up. They have good, strong employment, business, economy, everything that's going on in that state are favorable, strong demand for rentals. It's got all the right stuff. And one of the things that we look at is, you know, where people are moving. And where people are, obviously, there's going to be a demand for rental housing. So what I do come across from time to time, I know that there's a survey I found out that came out from Ryder, which is a moving company that shows where most of the people are renting their moving vans. Well, we've got another one, and this one is also a study that was done by North American Moving Services, and it looked at 2017, and it looked at the states, various states around the U.S., and where most of the activity is happening, not only with people coming into states, but where are people leaving? What states are they leaving? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do kind of a countdown for you guys today, just to have you you know, take a look at some of these states, and you might they might get on your radar in terms of possible investment activity. So I'm going to start with the top outbound states. So these are the states that have a high percentage of people leaving those states. Top outbound states, the top five. Number five, Michigan. Number four, my own state, California. People are leaving here in droves. Now, the only thing is people are leaving. I'm sure they're being replaced rather quickly, too. It's one of those states that has a lot of appealing things. But one of the things that's not real appealing is the affordability of housing. You know, the taxes, you know, just a lot of things that make it really difficult for folks to be here, especially people in business. Okay, so let me go to number three, New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey, for some reason, people are leaving. And I'll go over some of the reasons why people might be leaving some of these states as well. Connecticut, number two. And finally, the top outbound state, Illinois. And some of the things that you know, we'll zero in on is just why are these changes happening too, and you know, why are people moving from these states? But let's before we do that, let's go to our top inbound states. Okay, these are the states where tons of people are moving. Some of these you'll know because we've talked about them. They're on our radar, and let's take a look. Start with number five. Tennessee. Yes, I love Tennessee, Memphis, Nashville. All you know, there's some great areas and great growth going on there. Number four, South Carolina. Number three, North Carolina. Both Carolinas are on our radar, Tennessee as well. Okay, here's one that we don't talk a lot about, but I'm pretty plugged into. We've been looking at this for a while. Idaho is number two, and a lot of folks, and I think it's because of its close proximity to California and some of these other bigger states where people are exiting out of, that may be part of the, you know, plus they've got, you know, great things going for business people, great prices on homes, a lot of other benefits there. And number one, Arizona. Most folks are moving into Arizona. So these are some of the top ones, and just some of the study kind of goes over a lot of information, but you know, some of the key takes is that, for example, this is the first year Arizona has been the number one leader in inbound moves. They came in second each of the last 3 years. So Arizona's been there, but the number of people moving in there is increasing. Illinois topped the outbound moves list for the third time since 2011. For the last 5 years, the states with the highest move totals haven't changed, and they are as follows: Florida, California, and Texas. Tennessee have made its debut in the top five most inbound states. Now, Tennessee has been, we've been talking about it for a while. It was where I first invested, but it is building momentum right now. So it's still a place, you know, that there's some hot growth that you really need to take a close look at. And California made its first debut in the top five most outbound states. So some interesting points of just the changes that have happened since they've done this survey. Connecticut, let's say, you know, zeroing on some of these states here, Connecticut has consistently been in the top 10 of the outbound states since 2013. It was number one in 2013, number two in 2017. Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey have also been on the list consistently since 2013. Some of the southern states that we talked about, okay, the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. South Carolina was in the number one spot in 2013 and 2014, then started to slip down. They were still in the top four, but lost their top ranking as the state with the most inbound moves. North Carolina beat South Carolina for the first time in 2016 and kept their rank in 2017. Tennessee, Georgia, and again, Atlanta is one of our top areas, metro areas, MSAs, as we call them. Florida and Texas remain constant in the top 10. Midwestern states, Illinois has consistently been in the top three of the outbound states, now getting the number one position for the last three times. Michigan has been on the top 10 list of states with the most outbound moves since 2013. Western states, in 2013 and 14, Idaho wasn't in the top bound inbound states. Then in 2015, it was number one. It remained number one in 2016 and slipped to number two in 2017. So good stuff happening in Idaho. It's currently the nation's fastest growing state, with its population increasing 2.2% between July 2016 and July 2017. Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado have consistently been in the top 10, in Arizona number two for 3 years and topping number one in 2017. The western states have had more overall inbound moves than the Midwest and Northeast. So, you know, I think all of this information is stuff to, you know, take a look at. You know, why are these, you know, changes happening? Some can say, you know, Illinois has high crime rate. As I mentioned, California has not the most favorable business conditions for, especially if you're a small business person. Also, home prices are just out of the stratosphere here. Now, it makes it a good state to rent, but you know, rents are high. I mean, crazy high too. So there's a, you know, people are just trying to find places that are affordable where they can raise their families and have a decent shot at things. I just thought that the list would be helpful for you. You know, take it, you know, jot these names down. Of course, it'll all be in our show notes on olddogsreinetwork.com. You can see the list and some of the comments that I made here as well. And I hope that that'll be helpful as you build up your information reserves here in terms of where you might be considering purchasing rental properties in the years ahead. Well, that's it, gang. I hope that this information has been helpful. Again, you know, I recommend if you can, you know, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate and review the podcast. We would really, really appreciate it. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.